What is up? Welcome back to the channel. I'm excited today because we're going to be talking about a specific experience from a local agent working T65 Medicare leads. We've been having a ton of success with Kaboom at kaboomleads.com. That's actually C-A, not K, C-A-boom.com, C-A-boomleads.com. I say boom a lot. It's like my favorite word in English language. I say it all the time. My initials are C-A, Cody Askins. So we put that together. Kaboom, CA Boom. And then because of all the experiences we're hearing about leads in the marketplace, we rolled out kaboomleads.com, more of a premium, exclusive, fresh type of lead. We've got a local agent that I've enjoying getting to hang with, man, and get to know by the name of Jonathan Jackson. We call him JJ here in Springfield, Mo. What is up, buddy?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Dude, I appreciate you being here, man. You're a part of the, you have a group of agents here that are, is Olympus?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Olympus Insurance Associates.
I love it, man. How long have you been in the business?
I've been saying 10 years. It feels like for a year, 2 years now, but yeah. a little over, I think 11 years, actually.
Cool, man. That's great. I love it. What I want to make this about is for those joining us is I feel like most agents can do a better job of working leads. I would say all leads can work. Even cold calling, like
yeah,
complete data could work. Now, do I want to bang my head against the wall and do that all day anymore? No, but could it work?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. However, you gave our T65 Medicare leads a try. And one of the things we've been really focusing on is contact rate and getting agent on the phone. Cause that's what we used to hear a lot. I think agents still hear that a lot.
Yes.
What made you want to give our Kaboom leads, our T65 Medicare leads a try?
Well, and first and foremost, I know you're an excellent marketer, right?
Thanks, bro.
So I went to, what was it, the conference a month or two ago.
Yep.
Listened to you speak. You said a lot of great things. By the way, if you can get to that conference, you need to go.
Thanks, bro.
Especially the breakouts. The breakouts in the early mornings, that's where
phenomenal.
That's where it's at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So I also love breakouts, too, just because the amount of, like, I feel like... stage is awesome, right? You know, I can get inspired, get some information. Mm-hmm. A lot of times breakouts, I'm able to like bust out a whiteboard and like
yeah,
actually teach a little bit, you know, which is, it's just fun. It's like to change it up, you know?
Yeah.
And some people love to hear different things. Like you may love like stage and like ideas and get pushed and motivated and like do these things. And some people are like, nah, I'd just rather listen to somebody, even if they're monotone, just teach, right? So everybody's different.
Yeah. That's me. That's me.
Okay, cool.
And your breakout was one of my favorites, actually.
Thank you.
So you handed out some of the things that you did with the piece of paper, pamphlet or whatever.
Yep.
Took a look at those. I'm like, this is pretty cool.
Thanks, dude.
And the fact that you stay up to date on all the laws, what's coming down the pipe.
Big.
And you try to get in front of it, lets me know, well, that right there is why I wanted to work with you. I'm like, all right, he's on top of it. And then just how Kaboom is structured, how mm-hmm. you're structuring it, how you wanted to structure it before the laws came out, right?
Yes.
Into effect. So far we've purchased, I think two or three. We're about to purchase another order for another agent of
nice.
Ours.
That's cool.
Our contact rates have been phenomenal.
Well, that's
phenomenal.
Awesome, dude. That's great to hear. What would you say? Like, I'm sure you've worked things to where you couldn't get a hold of the people.
Oh yeah. The big thing is something that I'm teaching some of our agents right now is mm-hmm. as soon as that lead comes in, especially if it's a drip, like the Kaboom leads, make sure you press the text message notification.
Yes.
You want that text. As soon as that lead comes in, I want to know. An email, sometimes you don't see it. A text message, everyone sees a text message.
Yeah, correct.
Your phone goes off.
Yep. I think it's like 96% of text arrives in the first like 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and as soon, I know I can, from my experience, because I wanted to work them and not just give them to some agents.
For sure.
Is with my experience, I had a 90-95% contact rate.
Wow.
Awesome. And even there was only one person that was like, I didn't know what this was about. Mm. I accidentally clicked on the link.
Sure.
That's one person.
That's awesome.
One.
Yeah. Like, and it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
For sure.
If you know anything about, if you tried to do it yourself, you understand lead generating is extremely hard.
Yes.
That's why there are lead vendors out there. And in terms of lead vendors, this is the best experience I've ever had with a lead bank.
Thanks, dude. That means a lot, man. Yeah. That's really cool. What are some of the things that you've done to, like, because when you said the text, so explain what that means. So, like, you put an order, we build it, it goes live, and then when do you start getting text? How does that work?
I'm assuming is as soon as the lead is generated.
Yep.
With what you guys do on the back end.
Correct.
You gather the information and it's pretty much instantly sent out via mm-hmm. email and text. And then whenever you're signing up for it, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. It's been a few weeks, about a month sure. or whatever. But you can opt in to a text message.
Correct.
But yep. you have to physically click that box. It's not clicked for you.
True. Because it's like, hey, would you like to receive a text?
Yes.
Directly with your lead. Yeah, yeah.
Click that box.
Good.
Because that's what I did, and that's why my contact rate was so high. Whatever I was doing, as soon as that text message came in, dropped whatever I was doing, right? Called, made the call, and they knew exactly what I was talking about.
That's awesome.
They, you know, it was a great experience. Rather than, you know, you purchase something from another lead vendor and half the time they have no clue what you're talking about. Mm. Now you got permission to contact them, right? Because True. their information's there.
Correct.
So
Correct.
You're not doing anything wrong. But with the Kaboom leads, every single person knew exactly why I was calling. They knew it was about insurance. That's and awesome. that in itself, I know you've done your fair share of calling, some For cold sure. calling.
For sure.
Yeah. So when you buy a lead and you call and they have no idea what this is for, or they get you confused with some repair technician
yeah.
that's supposed to come out their house or something like that, you know it's probably a done deal because you're like, oh, no, I'm insurance.
Right.
True. So it's time, you know, don't sit on these leads. Don't sit on them. Don't wait a day. As soon as they come in, if you want to make money, you just spent however much on Cody's leads. If you want to make money, call them as soon as they come in.
I love that. A few other things we're doing too that are around these to increase contact rate, quality, efficiency, success. Getting two phone numbers. What was your experience getting, like, did some of them put two different phone numbers? Obviously, I have a preferred number.
One or two ended up putting two phone numbers. I believe, I can't remember. But if there were two numbers, this is how good my contact rate was.
Yeah.
I didn't have to use the second number.
Wow, that's awesome.
So
that's cool. Well, a lot of times we are noticing at times the same numbers coming in. So for those that are new to this, we're putting like preferred contact number. If we can't reach you, we can't help you. And then the secondary numbers, like the number that's associated with their Facebook account.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. So two phone numbers. We're also, I think one of the things that's unique is we're not only texting you, like you mentioned, as the agent, boop, new leads in, right? But we are also texting the prospect to let them know, in this example, your licensed Medicare coach is Jonathan Jackson. He's been assigned to help you. Only speak to him, and he'll be in contact with you in the next 24 to 48 hours. Did anybody recognize your...
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I had a person call me, Cody.
Wow. That's cool. Okay. Nice.
Like, I'm telling you, this is the concierge service of leads. I've never had an experience like this. Ever.
That's awesome.
That's why we're continuing to do business with you guys.
What'd they say when they called you? Do you remember?
Just asked about insurance.
Cool.
Like that's one of them. That's one of my follow-ups, right?
Nice. Good.
And these are T65, right, guys? So like you might get something 6 months out, 9 months out, a year out, maybe even a year and a half out. That fill that pipeline. That's great. Yeah. Like
True.
Activity.
Because they may keep their health insurance at work, right?
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, that's
there's cool. a myriad of different reasons, right?
Sure.
So, and as long as you you've done the hard work for us, right?
Right.
Let's treat that person how they want to be treated, and talk to them professionally. Because even if something comes up, let's say they're ineligible. They're like you said, they're keeping their work insurance.
Yeah.
If they can tell that you know what you're talking about over the phone. And it's fairly local, mm-hmm. regional. I know, you know, you have agents probably purchasing 10 states at a time.
Correct.
But in our case, if they're fairly, you know, within driving distance, mm-hmm. they're going to give you a referral.
True.
You don't know when, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months.
That's a great point.
But yeah, they're going to give you a referral.
Especially with Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
Absolutely.
We also, I love the, yeah, so the inbound call. So one of the things we do is like after they fill out the form, we, and the form is like, and for T65 Medicare, I think it's 13 different fields, right? So it's a lot of information. We're asking like, when are you turning 65? Do you have a Medicare card already? Favorite mm-hmm. hobby, right? Some of those
yeah.
different things.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember any of the hobbies?
No, that is, I saw all that.
Yeah.
But this is, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to go to that. Because cool. as I was looking at it when they came in, I didn't even have to use that. With some yeah. lead services, they have done something similar, right? Mm-hmm. That way you can kind of break the ice, if you will.
Sure.
And be like, well, it says here, you know, that your favorite sport is basketball, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, this person knows me, kind of.
Mm.
I didn't have to do that.
That's awesome.
Not once. Like, that's I'm really telling cool. you, this is the best lead buying experience I've ever had.
Thanks, bro. It's awesome. So. Also, too, I think one of the new unique things is after they fill it out, we're mentioning the agent's name. Yeah, we're putting in the text to the prospect, but we're mentioning the agent's name five times, like, hey, here's who you've been assigned to, here's your licensed Medicare coach, only talk to this person, call them now. Like, we're mentioning the agent in total through the process, mention the agent's name a total of six times, including the text. I think that's an important piece. All the form fields at least makes it feel like they're filling out a little bit more information, right? So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Once you put in the order, how long did it take for us to get it up and get live and get your first lead? Do you remember?
I mean, it was pretty quick.
Okay.
Like, I want to say 2 business days, maybe, cool. maybe even 1. Cause do you have people working over the weekend?
Sometimes. Yeah.
So, yeah. Cause I think I may have put it in on a Friday and got it on Monday or cool. some. Yeah, roughly. It was pretty quick. Pretty quick turnaround.
We at least have people checking on campaigns over the weekend.
I was impressed because I know, like, I've tried to build out Facebook campaigns myself.
Yes.
Lost a lot of money doing it.
it's not easy. Anybody can learn it, yeah. but it does change. And yep. so you mentioned like stand up with stuff because, like, as an example, we talked about this at the event in the breakout mm-hmm. session is that FCC is rolling out a new ruling where it's like 1-to-1 consent.
Yeah.
Right? One lead to one agent. It's going to make age leads and shared leads tough in the future. One lead to one agent and one and the consumer has to know where the information is going, and so that's why we feel good about our experience and it's going to be compliant, because there's other funnels to where the vendors are getting a lead and then it's just going to different agents,
yeah.
right, or it's
yeah.
even shared. Now we literally build a campaign just for Jonathan Jackson in these states and that lead goes straight to you, and we alert the consumer 6 times who the actual Medicare coach is in this example.
Yeah, that's why you have to work these leads in particular. Like, I've worked with almost every major lead vendor you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like, I know I've said it a million times already, but I'll reiterate it. Like, this is the best lead buying experience I've ever had. Thanks. I'm partial to, you know, trying to do things myself too.
Totally.
So whenever I have an experience like this, it almost makes me like, well, why am I doing this? I'll just pay Kaboom and
there you go.
Make my life a little bit easier.
I love that.
So
appreciate that. I would say one of the things I was curious about is, for those that don't know, like, you know, how long you've been doing Medicare, how big's your book of business, what are y'all building, you're adding agents, like, kind of tell your story a little bit, like, how'd you get into the business and that kind of thing?
Well, I started in the business with Cody That's awesome. At Mutual. Now, again, we just started our agency, partnered with my two business partners. They're yes. amazing people.
Good dudes, man. I like this group.
They're amazing.
It's a fun freaking team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you guys are looking for a fun Medicare team, I'm telling you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
These dudes are awesome.
We're about culture. That's it. That's the number, like, hey, let's go out there and get after it, but let's have fun doing it, mm-hmm. right?
Correct. Which I think is awesome.
But yeah, the other two owners, Daniel Torres, Ashton Stevens, I couldn't ask for better partners.
That's awesome.
Again, Olympus Insurance Associates here in Springfield, Southwest Mo area. We have a collective combined experience of, I don't know, probably closing around 30 years between the three of us.
Wow.
each of us brings something unique to the table. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a match made in heaven between us three. Cool. So,
it's a good group, man. Super impressive. What advice would you give? Is there any other nuances or advice or tips that you would give with agents that are like working leads or dialing leads or talking to leads or following up? Is there any tips or anything else you can think of that would help them have a better experience, whether they're working with Kaboom leads or anywhere else?
A lot of people are this is something I train mm-hmm. our agents on, is on the phone. Because really, you know as well as I do, not a lot of people like to be on the phone or call, right? True. They don't.
There's some definitely a fear with that, yeah.
Yeah, I always tell them, like, sure, have a script, but your first 10 seconds, capture them. Mm. Okay, 10, 15 seconds. Let them know that you're a person in the area. This is specifically designed for us, right? We're local, regional, I guess, as we expand. But for local agents especially, and calling, you know, whether it's your state or the next state over, within driving range, if you do a lot of in-person business, which I know, telebusiness has ramped up since COVID, become more popular. But here, I'm like, state something about the weather. Mm. They love that. Springfield Cardinals coming up, right? Or the Cardinals, right? Yeah. If you're in Missouri.
Yeah.
Something about the game. Like something that, find a common denominator within your first 10 to 15 seconds.
True.
And you can tell if you've been doing it long enough. If you're new, do it. Screw up until you get good at it.
Yeah.
We all have to pay for education and some way, right? Sure. Whether it's you doing it, screwing it up, I'm like, man, you can think I wasted that money. No, you learned is what happened.
Yeah.
So I always say first 10, 15 seconds, try to find the common denominator, because once they realize you're a person, mm-hmm. now they don't even realize it, but they have some regard for you, some respect. 100%. So rather than reading off a script, sounding monotone, especially those new agents out there, like, have fun with it.
I love that.
So,
I think it's great advice too, and I think it's good to have fun in anything, because this industry can be stressful. You can be scared of phones.
Yeah.
You can get in your head. Mm-hmm. You can kill your confidence. You can have rough days. You can make no money. Or you can make a lot of money. You know what I mean? It's just gonna be all over the board, and it can feel like an emotional, mental, financial roller coaster, mm-hmm. right? But at the end of the day, it's an amazing career. You could do really well. What you are building, right, with your group. Impressive, crazy good dudes. But at the end of the day, that's what I actually was attracted to y'all. Like, we started hanging out and talking a lot more.
Yeah.
And what I've been attracted to, and I think this is a testament to everybody out there, is how much fun y'all are having as a group.
Yeah.
Because it can be so boring, alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you felt this at different times of your career.
In 2018, man, I started off on my own. Mm. I was Jackson Insurance Brokers. Had an agent, lost an agent. You know, I had real low contracts, and I'm a pretty honest guy, so like an agent be like, hey, somebody offered me this, and the only thing I could say is, if I were you, I'd take it.
Mm.
Because my contracts were at that point in time a GA level, which my overrides weren't. I couldn't do much for them, right, besides teach them. So what I was doing is I was teaching these new agents, giving them the base level training, and then pretty much sending them off for a better life.
Yeah, they're getting degree.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So I kind of got the brunt of it, and that's when Ashton and Daniel, you know, came along. I'd kind of worked alongside Daniel for a few years, and decided it was a good fit. We've had a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
And like you said, there's a lot of turmoil. Ups and downs and ups and downs, especially being on the phone. That's what, you know, we're talking about here at Kaboom Leads, is that's my biggest thing I have to reiterate, is you don't sound monotone. Mm. When you look at a script, if it's not you, be you. Connect first. Connect. Because a lot of these people, they don't have anybody. Yeah. Their adult children don't call them.
Amen.
Their grandkids don't call them, right? Connect with them, and then sell.
Yeah, that's such a valuable reminder. How important their connection and rapport piece is, because it's crazy valuable. If someone is like, on the fence, they're like, dude, I need to find somewhere to get in front of people and I need some prospects, where would you send them?
Kaboom. Kaboom, baby. That's with a C-A. Not a K-A. C-A.
Appreciate you, bro. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on. If they want to learn more about you, Olympus, follow you online, talk to you all, what should they do? Where should they go?
Olympus Insure or OlympusInsuranceAssociates.com or OlympusInsure.com. That's our website. Jonathan Jackson on socials. I'm not a big social media guy.
Not yet.
But I'm not yet. Not yet. Cody's getting after me a little bit. True. But yeah. Here in Springfield, Missouri, OlympusInsure.com or OlympusInsanceAssociates.com.
Perfect, so, man.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for being on and sharing your experience. Hey. Appreciate you trying Kaboom and following up so freaking hard, calling them immediately, which was awesome. And for sharing your experience with KaboomLease.com. Thanks,
buddy. Oh, man. No, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. You're awesome. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging with us and listening with my buddy JJ, Jonathan Jackson with Olympus Insurance Associates. Great group. Good dude. Sharing his experience with KaboomLeads.com. If you're out there and you're like, dude, I need a trusted lead source. And the only reason we brought this out, it's what, 4, 5, 6 weeks old, is because I had so many agents looking for a trusted source. I don't trust every source. I've heard some horror stories. And so I'm like, screw it. We're just going to roll it out and try to elevate the experience and do really well. So if we can ever help you, we would love to. You can go to KaboomLeads.com. Have an amazing day. We'll see you on the next interview. Adios.